Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my radio listeners. This is Pastora Starling with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I'm so blessed to be here today. I give God praise and glory because he has allowed me once again to come, praise God, to spread, praise God, the good news, and to spread, praise God, the important news, and to spread, praise God, the only news. But I thank you, praise God. I thank you, Lord, because you have been good to me. You have been good to me and mine. You have blessed us. You have kept us. You have watched over us. You have provided for us. And I can just go on and on. I'm as David. If I had 10,000 tongues, yet it still would not be enough to praise you with everyone. I pray, praise God, that your family is well. I pray that you have connected to the source. And that source is Jesus. Because I tell you, my friend, we're in a time and a season in this land that you must have Jesus in order to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Because he's going to and fro and seeking whom he can devour. And I tell you, praise God, people are troubled everywhere. They're troubled in the house, out the house, in your house, my house, the White House. They are troubled everywhere. Because trouble, praise God, is coming and taking over the land. I tell you right now, everybody, praise God, is against somebody. I don't like this person. This person don't like me. They don't like the color I am. I don't like the color they are. But what we need in all of this is Jesus, because he said it. He said it, I wish above all things that we would be what? That you would be peace, make peace with all mankind. Peace, people, peace, because we can't get along. I tell you, praise God, this election that's going forth now is something I've never, ever heard, seen in history. But I got to let you know the devil is in it, and he's roaring up. He's trying to start, praise God, he's trying to start wars and rumors of wars. He's trying to start bloody battles because everybody is against everybody. And we must all understand that on one day we all will die. Not just some, but everybody will die. So we have to understand, praise God, if you're going to do, praise God, be evil to take someone else's life, then guess what? Someone going to take your life because it's equal. That's just the law of nature. What goes around comes around. I am just so shocked. And I understand, praise God, I think about the rich man and the poor man, which was Lazarus. And we're in that situation right today. Only the rich wants to be heard, the poor is pressed down. But I want to let you know God is not asleep. He is not sleeping. He does not slumber. He will stand forth and come forth. And he, praise God, will turn this thing around. Because you see, the devil has a plot, but God got a plan. God will not continue, praise God, to allow those that have to triumph over the ones that do not have. Because the Bible said, he that is first shall be last, and he that is last shall be first. I know God cannot lie. He has never lied, and he won't start in 2:16 lying, because he's not a God that he should lie. I tell you, praise God, it's shameful to see, praise God, how miracle, praise God, has turned out. How shameful it is. Even in this thing, everybody's fighting. The president is down, is bullying everybody. You're running for a spot, but you want to bully me, or bully the universe to make people come to you. If you bully me now, what will you do for me later? Hallelujah. But I tell you, God got the last say. God got the last say. God will deal. He will deal with these, praise God, these, praise God, ruler, these rule and roots and just rootless, praise God, wannabe leaders. God will deal with them. He will deal with them. And one thing about God, when he does a thing, nobody can say nothing about what he does, because he do what he is he pleased. And he's not pleased with the evil that people are doing, the evil that people are doing. And they think it's a joke and they think it's funny. But you see, tonight, praise God, that brings me to the message. And the message tonight, praise the Lord, I want to speak to you on is called The Ways of Cain. The Ways of Cain. Now, you know the story about Cain and Abel, two brothers, but yet their heart was against each other. It was against each other because the devil got into the midst of them and began to fight against each other. But see, one thing I know about the Lord Jesus Christ, he will stand only for that which is right. He does not take sides. Stand for that which is right. And today we're going to talk about the ways of the ways of Cain. And it's coming from Genesis 4, 1 through 16. But we're going to start out with the book of Jude in 11. You see, God is trying to send woes upon the earth to let people know when I come, I'm coming with my wrath. I will come, and I'm coming with my wrath. And here the word woe is a denunciation. It denounces what God is getting ready to do. And here Jude is condemning everyone who wouldn't go, who would go the way that Cain went. Cain was a man who had a heart, a troubled heart. See, the people that is running for these that are running and bullying everybody, their heart is troubled. They have a troubled heart. Their heart is filled with trouble. And the Bible says, what's in a man will come out the man. So this is why, praise God, people can get up there and say whatever they want to say, call people names, pick at people that has not don't look like you, or maybe have a problem in life, may have been born with, praise God, a cerebral palsy. You can pick at someone like that. That means your heart is troubled and you have a dirty heart. But you see, Cain was a man who had a dirty, heavy, troubled heart. He wanted to do things his own way. You're listening to me now. Come with me now. Come with me now. We're talking about the same thing that was going on with Cain that's going on right now before our eyes. They're running for the election, and they want to say what they want to say and do what they want to say. And you as American is shameful. It is shameful and disgraceful for them to stand and laugh and take it a joke while somebody else is putting down another man. And Cain was a man who had a troubled, dirty, dark heart. He wanted to do things his way without any little concern of what God wanted. Oh, you think he's not in the picture? But he got the last say-so. You know, I'm reminded, praise God, there was one man that spoke evil against another set of people, went to sleep, and then wake back up because he died in his sleep. It happened right here in America. We're not talking about Bible now. We're talking about facts. He died in his sleep. Talking about another nation of people, they should be go to the lowest of schools and they not this and they not that. But you see, you got to understand, you don't know who the people of God is, what God's people is in his hand. And you need to be careful how you treat people, what you say. And Proverbs 3 and 20, 23 and 7 says, man can never do better than his heart is good. So you can't do nothing good and say nothing good because your heart is filthy. Your heart is like dead poison. Matthew said it in 12:34 and 35. A man's heart, in the Bible sense, is a man's mind. Your heart is dirty. Your mind is sick. A man is what he thinks. So you think about somebody else, so is you. Bible said, "What so a man thinks, so is he." And the Bible declared in Matthew's 15. Hallelujah. The word declared in Matthew 15, 18, and 20, it is what is on the inside that will make or break us. See, what's coming out of man's mouth is what's on the inside, and that's what will break him or make him. And you looking at him and you grinning and you laughing like what he say something, all this profane language coming out of his mouth, but you want to say that the man before him is the worst president in the world, you better act like you know. What you got in front of you now, you don't know who that is? It's the devil himself, his son. It is impure in mind that defiles a man. Chucky has grown up. And the devil is using him in fashion. He's in rare form. It is an impure mind that defiles a man. Matthew 23, 25, and 28 says, the Pharisees was more concerned with the outer appearance than what was on the inside. You see, you have to understand that you. I looked at you, but that's not you, because the inside of you is who you really are. So what's in a man will come out the man. If filth is in you, filth coming out you. If hate is in you, hate coming out you. If love is in you, love coming out you. What is in you going to come out you. Through the mouth or through the draw, is coming out. Man look good on the outside, but are dead on the inside. Therefore, we need to heed seriously, people. In Proverbs said it in 4:23, we must give every effort to keep our hearts, our minds pure. People with a dirty heart, a dirty mind, dirty spirit, they are dangerous. Our destiny depends upon it. And you sitting around here, this is what you want to be your president. They shouldn't even relate that to president. Because what's on the inside of a man comes out the man. If he's demonic, then he's demonic inside. If he's demon-possessed, he's demon-possessed inside. Men look good on the outside, but they are dead on the inside. We must give every effort to keep our hearts and our minds pure because of the importance of our heart condition. Your heart is who you are. Let us consider the ways of Cain and discover what his heart probably led him to. You see, when you got it in your heart, that's why the Bible said there is no good thing that dwelleth in you. No good thing that dwelleth in this flesh. It is filthy. It is dangerous. It is nasty. It is corny. It's a murderer. Yes, the flesh. And you see the ways of Cain, and they discovered what was in his heart. It didn't just get in there. It was in there all the time. When people say things and do things, did it just come because they're in that position at that moment? This thing was already in there. It just manifested itself. Cain's heart probably led him in vain worship and believing in God, playing, acting like he had it. Getting up that time, oh, I like these people right here. These people for me, you better watch the, hey, watch the one that bring a bone here, carry one. You better know them that labor among you. There are those who falsely contend that it doesn't matter how we worship God as long as we do it in some way. The devil is a liar. There is a way that you must do it. Many today, even in the churches are trying to change the pattern of worship in our time. This is why we're so much in trouble and our nation has fallen apart. It has become, praise God, disgraceful to the nation simply because we have turned our backs on God. And everything and anything is up there talking about leading this country. We're going to lead it straight into hell. Yes. You got to understand something. The devil filtrates his members all over the place, all over everything. And he wants this world because guess what? He couldn't rule in heaven, so he come down here to rule. Many are trying to bring into the instruments, the chords, and the singing. They're now entertaining in the house of the Lord. You can go to church and be entertained more than you can if you was in a bar. Groups and the hand clapping and the hand waving. That's nothing but show. That's show. Worship God, he said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. He don't look at your flesh. He has no connection with your flesh. The flesh is an enemy to God. It's time, praise God, to worship God. It is not, praise God, a time to be commendable unless it is is pleasing unto God. If you are pleasing God, then you are not in this. It is your spirit that is touching God, not your flesh people. The Bible tells us that all worship is not pleasing unto the Lord. Sometimes we do things, praise the Lord, because other people are doing it, look like we can do it, so we try it. We simply try it. It's not spiritually connected. The Bible tells us that all worship is not pleasing unto the Lord. In Matthew 15:9, it says, thus there is a worship that is pleasing unto God, and a worship, he said, a pleasing unto God and worship that is not. There is worship that is pleasing, and there's worship that is not. You need to be careful how you're shouting, how you're doing what you do, and how you're bucking. You up there and you act like you in the bar and you twerking. That's not pleasing to God. Ha! God Almighty. Yeah, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's not pleasing to him, and he doesn't even look upon it. In John 4:24, God has no respect for nor approval of Cain's worship. Oh, Cain worshiped before God, but God didn't even approve it. He didn't even respect it. It was written in truth, not spirit. It wasn't written in truth, neither not spirit. God is more concerned, praise the Lord, of having us than we are bringing, than what we bring. In 1 Samuel 15:22, Cain attitude. See, you got to understand something. Your attitude can stop a lot of things. Your attitude can cause a lot of things. Because he said that about Kodiasa. I remember they used to say, your attitude determines your aptitude. Cain's attitude was what? Please me first, God second. Cain's heart troubled, and it led to anger. People are doing things now for their own gain's sake. It's no good in it for you, for me, but it's for their gain's sake. Because they like to hear themselves. They love to see, praise God, how they can get the crowd aroused and cause them to do certain things. And then they begin to break out in fights and killing. They like that because the spirit is evil and the heart is dirty and the spirit is nasty and the spirit is black. It has no God in it. And when Cain realized that his worship was not pleasing to God, he didn't change. He got mad. See, when people hear you say they do things and you don't pay them any attention or you don't give them what they need, they get an attitude. They burst out in anger. They get mad. He had no sorrow for sins. Hallelujah. People can do things that people not have no remorse, but yet they're talking about they're human. Oh, Jesus. They say that I'm human. But you can take and do things to other human beings. Oh, but I forgot you don't consider some of us human beings, though. Calling names, pointing fingers. But, oh, my friend, one day, hey, God, you will stand at the judgment seat of God. And you will give an account of everything you've done in the body, but it's good or bad. It's not over. Oh, it's not over. Believe me, it's not over. God gonna deal with you like he dealt with Belshazzar. Yes. He's a man of power. Only want everybody to bow to him, and when he speak, everybody should listen. But God had able shake it knew the calamity that was gonna come upon Belshazzar. Yes, Belshazzar had everything he needed. The rich man Dies had all the money he needed. He had people following him. He had other brothers back here doing the same thing that he was doing. But one day, Dies had to give it up. Oh, but he didn't think about that. He thought about he'll live forever and he would be ruling and he would rule and people would bow to him and they would jump when he said jump and he would say, ha ha. But oh, but God got a day that's mighty, mighty sweet. And it's not going to be a long day. The day, praise God, is coming to the calamity. Going to cut off the wicked. Going to cut the wicked off. Yes, you laugh now. But the people of God will get the last laugh. Cain was resentful and proud. He was proud, that's pious. Instead of being sorrowful, two men are like this in the world today. His anger of Cain shifted to his brother. And you see, praise God, when people get angry, they anger shift to somebody else. And they want to take their life, or they want to do something evil, or they say stuff evil, or they want to cause evil. This is what the devil does. The devil work in evil, and he work in darkness underneath. He stirs the stuff underneath. He begin to start stirring it from underneath. And it gets so much anger in him that it has to come out. And whoever, praise God, is near them, that's who the anger come out on. You see, Cain, praise God, shifted his anger to his brother. Isn't that the way people use the act when they doing wrong? They get mad and somebody else, and they want to do something to somebody else that never had nothing done to them. And many of them, praise God, hide behind what they have. They hide behind their billions and hide behind their status, because guess what? Their life was like hell itself. And now, praise God, they never dealt with it. So you always know, praise God, hurting people hurt other people. Yeah, God, he carried by Zadabukosa. Hurting people hurt other people. People are hurting. Even though they're in big spending and big positions, they are hurting. Yes. Yes, Jesus, thank you. And they begin to get angry. And this is what's happening today. People are angry, and they're letting out their anger across the pulpits, and they're letting out their anger across the speech podium and all of this kind of stuff because they are hurting people, and hurting people hurt other people. Anger and ill will are like a swarm of a killer bee. They attack the victims without no mercy. Who does anger honor? They think it's honoring him? Satan using you. Mm-mm. Or the prince of this world? Cain had no reason to be angry. He had not one to blame but himself. In Job 19:29, Ecclesiastes 7:9, it is true that we will all get angry from time to time, but in Ephesians 4:26, uncontrolled anger leads to even more sin. Yes, in the case of Cain, he didn't know how to control his anger, so you jack out at everybody you don't like, you can't deal with, something is wrong with everybody, but the problem is you. The problem is you the problem. You can't deal with your hurt and your anger. So you throw it at somebody else. And because he couldn't control it, it led to murder. Cain's heart trouble led to his refusal to listen to God. God? Don't need God, because God, their money's their God. Genesis 4:7. The Lord warned Cain, but he refused to listen. Warning come before destruction. And destruction before a mighty fall. Matthew 13:13-15. Jeremiah 5:21. Read it. Yes. Read it. Yes. Oh, King Agrippa thought he had it made too. But God didn't let him know, King Agrippa, you need to change your ways. Because one day, it will be too late. Cain's heart trouble led to murder. In Genesis 4:8, Cain's heart problem grew worse and worse, and he began with vain worship and moved to anger. His heart was burst hardened now, and it became to the point of murder. People now will take your life and think nothing of it. My mother used to say, your life is not even worth a wooden nickel. Most people would appeal at this action of Cain, but certainly, 1 John 3:5, we are murderers. Cain's heart trouble led to deceit and dishonesty. So all this is going on, praise God, everybody speaking so fluent, is dishonesty. People would do whatever they have to do to get in position where they want to be. They would even kill to do it. I have you killed. Yes, yeah, God, he cared by that done, did he? Oh, God, it won't say. Evil heart causes sin to multiply. Cain cried and tried to cover his tracks in Numbers 32:23. You might be able to hide it for a while, my friend, but all them demons gonna run you. They gonna take over you because they're just not satisfied themselves. But sooner or later, it will be made manifested who you really are. Note, too, that when one lie about an action, he knows it is wrong or he wouldn't lie. John 8:44, those who are involved in a deceit and dishonesty are children of the devil. Yes, there is your father. The devil is your daddy. He is your daddy. That's right. Cain failed to count the cost of his action. He liked it so many he forgot the lie he told the last time. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. In Hosea 8:7 and Galatians 6:7-8, punishment awaits all disobedient. Do your dirt now, but I guarantee you with all of the God in me, you will not get by. You will pay for what you did. You will pay for what you're doing. It will not be forgiven. It will not be forgotten. You must pay the ultimate price. Unforgiveness and sin is a load and too heavy for many and any man to bear. Unhappy, got all you got and still unhappy and miserable. Matthew 11:28-30, many realize this is too late. Cain lived in bitterness instead of the blessings. Don't try to bear the blow yourself. It is more than you can bear, my friend. Don't matter how much money you got, you troubled. You troubled, Belshazzar. Cain's heart trouble led to separation from God. It was a sorrowful day for Cain when he left the presence of the Lord. This is where hard problems ultimately lead away from God. We need to remember Jude 24. Need to remember this. In all that you do, you will run, but you cannot get away. Nights you toss and you turn because you're troubled in your spirit. Even to your countenance changed. You begin to look like a devil himself because you're miserable. But yet you want everybody to think you got it together. But God got the last say, so Cain. Rich man, God got the last say so. The Bible says better for a man to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into into heaven. Better that a camel would go through the eye of a needle. Is that possible? You're not going to get there. Your riches and your money is your God. You love the money more than you love life. And your soul suffers into eternity in hell's bed. This is where the heart problem ultimately leads, away from God. Isaiah 59:1-2. We need to remember in Jude 11, may we never follow the way of Cain. Never follow the way of Cain. And many are going into hell by following Cain. The ways of Cain leads into bitterness and leads into hell. You will give an account of what you do on this earth. May be funny now. Everybody think it's funny and they got something to say. But if you don't know what to say, I wouldn't say nothing. Because you will give an account of your deeds done in the body, whether good or bad. I pray, praise God, Cain, rich man, huh? Dies, rich man. He died. Lazarus died too. The poor man died and Lazarus died. Lazarus to a place of rest. But the rich man went to hell. But he didn't have his money. He couldn't go to a bank and check out. He didn't have nothing to know about, praise God, all he had and what he stood for and this he had and that. None of that mattered. Because all of that is vanity. Your soul is in ruin, rich man. God is going to deal with you. God going to deal with you. See, because you people deal with you, you got others that come out and damage them and try and hurt them because they're coming after you. But God got you in the palm of his hand, and he's going to turn you any way that he like. God troubled the heart of the rich man. Trouble the heart, God, the rich man. Because what he does is suppress the have and the have-nots. It's not your way, God. It's not your way. Father, I thank you because I know you can do more with a man than a monkey can with a peanut. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for knowing who you are. I thank you for knowing you, Jesus. I thank you for knowing you got the last say of any matter. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I'm asking God to save, turn around, Father God. And Father God, give them an ultimate choice and a chance. Because one day, the cry will be too late, too late. Shall be the cry. I pray, praise God, you have been blessed from the word today. And I ask, praise God, that you, praise God, continue to listen in. We changed the time a little bit for this week because of the time span that was available. But you can listen to me from 6 to 6:30 on a Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I tell you, praise God, God is good. God is a good God. And if you call upon him, he will answer you and show you great things that you don't know. Hold to Jesus. Hold to Jesus. There is no problem that he cannot solve. There is no problem that he cannot solve. You be blessed until